Welcome to your five for the day. I am sure we have all heard someone say, "You're going to eat those words." It may sound like a mere phrase to us. In reality, we do eat our words. What we say not only affects others, but it also affects us. Words are wonderful when used in a proper way. They can encourage, edify, and give confidence to the hearer. A right word spoken at the right time can actually be life-changing. We can literally increase our own joy by speaking right words. We can also upset others by talking unnecessarily about our problems or things that have hurt us in relationships. The words that come out of our mouth go into our own ears as well as other people's, and then they drop down into our soul, where they give us either joy or sadness, peace or upset, depending on the types of words we have spoken. God desires that our spirit be light and free so it can function properly, not heavy and oppressed. We can learn to choose our thoughts, to resist wrong ones and think on good, healthy and right ones. It is often said, where the mind goes, the man follows. And it could also be said that where the mind goes, the mouth follows. When we understand the power of words and realize that we can choose what we think and speak, our lives can be transformed. If we trust in the Lord Jesus to be our Saviour, then God will give us a new nature, and He will teach us to daily renew our mind and attitude. Having a positive outlook in life and speaking positive words based on God's word is one of the most wholesome things we can do. Then, when we get up in the morning, if there's something we need to attend to that day that we're not looking forward to, we can say, "I dread this day." Or we can say, "God will give me strength today to do whatever I need to do and to do it with joy." Which of these two statements would better prepare us for the day? As we have seen, we eat our words, and we can rightly say that they are food for our souls. Anyone who wants to be healthy is careful to choose quality food that will provide good nutrition. If we want to be healthy in our soul and spirit, we should also choose to take in words that will build us up and increase our peace. And we should see what the Bible has to say about it. God will never lead us contrary to what He has taught in His Word. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Those who hear God's voice are those who belong to Him, those who have been saved by His grace through faith in the Lord Jesus. These are the sheep who hear and recognize His voice because they know Him as their shepherd. We hear His voice when we spend time reading the Bible. The more time we spend intimately with God and His Word, the easier it is to recognize His voice and His leading in our lives. While God could speak audibly to people today, He speaks primarily through His written Word. Sometimes God's leading can come through our consciences, through circumstances, and through the exhortations of other people. By comparing what we hear to the truth of Scripture, we can learn to recognize God's voice and live by His words. Thank you for listening.